But being that this is today's 4th of July episode, we are going to start off our episode of We Got Your Six at Six with the People's Patriot Project and Veterans Unite podcast with the National Anthem. So, as I always say for the Pledge of Allegiance, if you can stand, please do. If you're wearing a hat, please take it off and get ready for the National Anthem. And there we have it. That was Dave Bray's National Anthem.
Guys. Dave Bray's National Anthem, man. Holy cow.
I like your hat.
Purposely, oh, she is. She's giving silent treatment. What a week, man.
Hey, happy 4th of July.
There we are.
We did it.
Now we what does Doug Lane call her? Midwest sexy? Yeah.
Oh, yes. He hasn't been around long enough to know Midwest sexy. I'll take it.
I can't believe that. I was just in Georgia this last weekend, broadcasting from Georgia, wasn't I? I thought that was a couple of weeks ago already, but it's been 1 week.
Now, while you're down there, did you have any Georgia peaches?
You know, I saw some posts that this was the height of peach season, which kind of is intriguing to me because, you know, I thought that the height of, like, fruit seasons was, like, in the fall, but... I did not get to a farmer's market. We were busy the entire time, on the run. And I did not get a chance. I didn't get any boiled peanuts. They told me we were going to get that. I did notice in the gas station that they were going to treat me to that. Chloe, good to see you there. Kiddo, we love having you here. Yeah, we were down in your neck of the woods, weren't we? But Chloe and her fam were off on a family vacation. You can't fault them for that. So I got to miss those guys. I got to see Matt Strand for about, we prepped for about 4 hours on that Friday, and then they went on a family vacation then. But it was amazing. It was amazing. And now we have the 4th of July. Is it just kind of, it seems a little bit weird. Mm-hmm. And maybe weird's not the right word, but I swear about every other weekend, we've had a holiday weekend on a Sunday.
Yes.
And we have, and we've committed to not blowing up our people. Michael Fetters, saw him down in Georgia with him and his lovely wife. Part of the Shadow Warriors group and helping the Feed the Heroes Foundation, putting the chow on the plates for the first responders and veterans across. It was just amazing. It was, I can't share. I may have shared a little bit too much last week, it's all good. Bobby's amazing. Tim, Georgia landscaper was amazing. Just great people. Thanks, Mike. It was just, we call him Red, Big Red. I actually don't know him as Mike Fetters, but it was amazing. Just amazing. And amazing people doing amazing things across the country. And we're at it again. We're heading down to Texas this next week for a little event in Lugerville, Texas.
Now, when are y'all actually coming down?
We are flying down Thursday evening. More to that inquiry, or you play a little
hockey over there? Sorry, I had some stuff underneath my desk, and it was driving me nuts because my feet are kicking it, and I had to move it, or else it was driving me nuts. Sorry about that. No, I was just wondering when y'all were coming down, because I totally forgot that was even coming up this weekend. That's crazy how things are just like one weekend after another. We got something going on, you know.
Well, and we get to come home for about a week of break, and then we are heading down to Southern Illinois for an event with Brian Gibson and Project Die Hard down at Fob Rush. And so, I mean, it's been, you know, people told us it would take 5 to 10 years to see the fruits of our labor with the People's Patriot Project. And we're right in the middle of it in 2 years. And, you know, the first year, you know, there was never a time where we felt like we were going to throw in the towel or anything. It seemed right. It was put together right. We were making sure we were doing the right things. I mean, it just, you get down on yourself and it just was one of those things. We couldn't stop the snowball if we wanted to right now. And it is so exciting. It is so fun. And I guess we'll just go to sleep and rest when we're dead. That's what we'll do.
There you go. There you go. And what does Andrea have going on today?
She's getting muted the whole time. Well, I got a couple dogs in the house right at the moment, and they're going crazy. So usually signifies someone's home, but I was home alone, and we just had our pork chops and our swimming a little earlier today. So it's all good. Fireworks in this town were on Friday, I guess, or Thursday. I don't even. It was early.
Wow.
It was early. So yeah, it's going to be, let's say, maybe knock knock a quieter 4th of July. I don't know.
Well, I might actually be able to get to sleep tonight then.
Then perhaps.
I know in my neighborhood, people were already complaining about all the jackasses launching off fireworks at like 2 o'clock in the morning this morning, which I agree with that. I mean, if it's 2 o'clock in the morning and you're not, come on, dude, really? People still got to work, you know?
Right.
But, or actually the big one people were complaining about were, you know, hey, my kids were asleep and now they're awake because some whatever, you know.
No, that's rough.
I did have a couple of moments last night where the fireworks were pretty intense in our part of the country, and it was that settle-in time, and I was totally out and then not so totally out. And I was wondering who was wanting to get the lead pill for a second, and I simmered down, and I thought there was someone in my house for a minute last night. So that was – yeah, it is what it is. It's, we take care of people. Phyllis, good to see you. Tammy Schroeder, happy 4th of July. Happy Tyranny Day. I love saying that one. It is the greatest project in the world, and I will go to my grave making that statement. We are not even 300 years into this thing. Yep, we've had some stuff that we needed to work on. I agree. We are growing. We are learning. We are moving forward. And there's a reason why everyone wants what we're doing. And so if you want to have that side conversation and don't agree with me, then let's have that side conversation. Prove me wrong. Prove me wrong. I'm willing to have that conversation. I don't think it's been the greatest for everyone the entire time. I want to say that right now. But it took an act of people to defy authority to separate themselves from the British Empire and come over here for the purposes of taxation without representation, for the purposes of following religious beliefs on their own. And so these are some of the biggest movements in the history of mankind, and we're less than 300 years. Find me another organization as far as a country that's done it in less than 300 years. Find one. I'll listen to you. So, happy 4th of July. I guess I also want to take a moment right now to remember all those that gave us this chance to celebrate this day. In the tunes of hundreds of thousands of people have laid their lives down to accommodate our freedoms and to allow us from the Revolutionary War all the way to the war on terror that we are experiencing right now. I'd like to take a brief moment just to remember all those that aren't with us and that allows us to burn these dogs on this day and drink these beers. So let's take that moment now. What was on the grill today, Andrea? Anything?
Pork chops.
Pork chops. You did preview that a little bit, but I just wanted to create my own little segment here of what was burnt on the grill.
Oh, no burning.
Man, I am ashamed to say I have not burned a damn thing today. It's just I've been working in the garage. We're trying to renovate the in-laws' garage, so we've been ripping out sheetrock. And then I came inside, took care of the baby, watched the baby for a while. She fell asleep. I took a shower. And the next thing I know, they've got a soup made. And, yeah, that's my life. I live in a house with people that eat soup.
In July.
In July.
I don't know, buddy. I don't know. We might have to change the terms of this relationship now. Brian Gibson, what was burnt on the grill today?
Probably just me. I was up working on the stage. Yeah, so I was burnt on the grill today. The sun actually came out, and when you're laying down sheet aluminum and you don't brush it, that sun beats right back up at your face. Crazy. Yeah, it's coming along. It's coming along. We do decking tomorrow on it. I got a couple guys coming, willing to help out and put down all that nice wood you saw on top of it. Good 2 inches thick.
Holy cow, guys. We have a special guest in our foxhole, kind of. He's doing comments on Facebook. We haven't seen him for such a long time. We miss you so much, Josh. It's good to see you, and happy 4th of July to you too, bud. You're always welcome to come back and hang out with us whenever you want. Maybe we can get you to broadcast on the new WePee 3 radio now too.
Heck yeah.
Craziness. All right. I am confident I can give you 3 guesses or 5 guesses, and you cannot guess what I cooked on my grill today. What do you want, the 3 or 5? The winner, if you can guess within 5, the winner I will take out for a burger night. And we will allow... Now, if you're in my household, you're not allowed to participate in this, just so for the record. If there's anyone that's out there listening that wants to guess, we'll do the online guess. And if we get through the guesses here in the panel, the online guess will click it off at 10. But I'll send you a gift certificate for a burger joint of your place, probably a Red Robin. Yep, yep, yeah, boo to you. You don't get a chance.
I don't know, man. I mean, if it's someone in Texas that wins, you might have to do that Whataburger gift certificate.
I could do a lamb chops. Yeah. Is not. That's the wrong answer. Lamb chops is wrong. I will for sure do a Whataburger gift card if it's in your area, because I will have to live vicariously through you as you're mowing on that greasy, nummy, melty deliciousness.
We're actually getting a Whataburger here.
Really?
Yeah. Sorry, no T-bones. Not today.
I'm going to say a bratwurst.
No hog head. Cornish game hen. Nope. You guys are not even, you're not even coming up like with the real stuff yet, but you'd be wrong. So I just gave you some hints.
I'm going to say burgers.
I can't say no, but it's not a right answer. Yeah. And that's 5, 6. Turkey neck.
Wow.
No, not turkey neck. That's a good guess. Not really. A juicy Lucy. No juicy Lucy today. I'm going to tell you, I'm even going to make this dish one more time. Maybe more.
Now,
Texas Whataburgers. Oh, that's not a guess. Meatloaf. No meatloaf.
Can you narrow down the animal it came from?
Cow. I
cannot do that.
Or method of cooking.
I think we're about 2 guesses away.
Can I consult with my... You don't get to read the notes. You don't get to read the notes.
Okay, okay.
When are you going to make them again?
Cow tongue. No, no cow tongue. We have one more guest from the world. Quail. Michael Fetters. No, no. I made...
Bison burgers.
That's a good guess. Not. That's typically hamburger steak, typically duck, typically, yeah.
Duck burgers.
I was going to say brisket.
Alligator brisket.
I made, and this is what everyone's going to like, bull crap. I made spinach feta stuffed turkey burgers, and they were freaking amazing.
Sounds wonderful.
I would never have guessed that.
I know. They were amazing. My sister says elk burgers. I would eat that every day if I had the chance. No.
So spinach feta stuffed turkey burgers.
Yep.
Wow.
That should not be called a burger.
Well, see, I kind of gave you a hint. You had a little hint in there, but that was
But I'm saying
they were amazing. I'm telling you right now, guys.
I'm sure they tasted good, but that should not be classified as a burger.
Well, it's
ground beef. That means we get five more guesses.
What do you mean? I already gave the answer.
Well, you cheated.
He cooked it. He's allowed to.
Tzatziki sauce. Yeah, it was good. It was good stuff. But I'll also be. We also had brats. And no one even came close. No one said brats either. So
I said brats.
Well, because you said burger.
You heard burger, but before that, I was like bratwurst.
Well, I would have said it too, but
it's too easy
for Peterson.
Right. So, yeah, Andrea, you had some trivia questions you were going to come up with. We're going to throw us the news first.
Well, I got. Are you throwing news or we're going with what I have?
Do I have news?
Rocky Mountain Oysters. All right, you guys, it's not a busy. I mean, we got the 4th of July, so it is not. Yeah, see, Tammy said turkey. And your sister knows you well. Anyway, yeah,
she does. So
yeah, there's not a lot going on, but we do have, we're just coming off PTSD Awareness Month in June. And so hopefully we plugged that awareness a lot and reminded everybody and renewed everybody and, you know, tagged anybody who didn't know that. So, I went to a demo derby last night. Demolition Derby. My daughter's boyfriend, down in Cannon Falls, which is like 15, 20 minutes south of here. And I was reminded one more time of, I guess I would say my roots. The derby, the races, the rodeo. That is some of the small town, most patriotic places I love to go. Nothing happens until we have a moment of silence, until we thank our veterans and our first responders, and then the national anthem. Nothing happens until all of that. And there were so many, gosh, I probably freaking cried last night. There were so many veterans in the stands, and the guys that were announcing, they did an amazing, amazing job. And of course they had them stand up. There were a few women, a few more than I expected to see, women veterans as well, which I know I don't like to make a distinction, but I'd love to see numbers grow and recognition given for that. So what a blast. So whenever I'm home, because apparently we're not home much, but I will be going to rodeos and more demolition derbies, and I'm super excited for that. If I can catch a few sprint cars as well, we'll see. So having said that, it brings us right up to July 4th, which is this week's huge celebration. I think, honestly, we should call it the whole month of July. It could be Independence Month. So I just went back a little bit. So on July 4th, 1776, in case you all didn't know, the United States laid down its claim to be a free and independent nation by adopting the Declaration of Independence. Today, Independence Day is celebrated and honored in many forms. You guys already talked about the fireworks, talked about your food. Did anyone go to a parade today? Because I saw pictures of little kids getting sunburned and eating candy today. And those icicle things, whatever, eating those freezies. And what a great day. I do miss that. I'd have to go by myself because my kids are grown and my grandbabies weren't near enough today to take to a parade, but that's just an opportunity for Americans to express their patriotism and their love of their country, including reflecting on the many sacrifices from those in the military. Have some trivia. So if you are listening right now, hover above your keyboard. I don't have any for display, but I've got stickers. How about third place can have a coaster? I have stickers. I have T-shirts. I have other stickers and other T-shirts. And I'm not even wearing a T-shirt tonight. I can't. This isn't this. Yeah, my sticker's on the backside of my keyboard. So here we go. I have some trivia for you guys. You ready for this? These first few are from the Declaration of Independence. So, Peterson, you can't play. You have t-shirts, so you just relax. How many revisions were done on the Declaration of Independence? How many revisions? Snow cones, Dahlia. Heck yes. Okay, I'm going to start a timer on my phone for like 30 seconds. Ready?
Now, I'm going to throw out there. I'm going to say hey to Derek Lozio. I don't know. He commented with Mark's brisket and ribs back when we were doing the food thing, and I just realized that he was commenting over on my page. So, Derek, what's up?
Hey, everyone out there who's not playing, Tammy's going to win by sheer elimination and and giving in, but you're nowhere close. Let me just say that. You are nowhere close.
Can I throw in these probably don't reprimand or they not amendments, not amendments.
No, revisions right. So like they sat down, they wrote it, they crossed it out, they rewrote this part. You guys are getting better, but keep going. 10 seconds.
Because they could have looked this up on Google.
Nine, already. Eight, seven,
Derek says six. 86.
Derek. Derek might have looked this up. Did you look it up, Derek?
What was he right? Was it 86?
It's 86. Yep. Holy Can you get Derek's mailing information for me quick while we're doing our next question? Okay. Coralie, good guess. It was 86.
So that means, Derek, shoot me a private message with your info. That way I can pass it on to Andrea. Or you can just look up Andrea and send it to her direct.
Oh, we're going to cause a fight today. There are people in the crowd. They're getting wound up.
Okay, next one. How many people signed the Declaration of Independence?
Oh, that's an easy one.
30 seconds. Go.
Now, Derek is saying he actually has a copy of it in front of him.
Oh my gosh, can you count them all? Right there. With their plumes? How many?
Did we call a quill, Miss Eichmann? Just so you know.
Adam Jones, woo-hoo! A quill. When they revise, they gotta cross it out, get their quill dipped in the ink. We got 10 seconds. Do.
Tammy, your quill. Says 56.
Oh, who got it first, Derek or Phyllis?
Well, Derek did reply like a minute ago, and I finally got that in there.
56. We had a three-way tie.
Well, you're going to have to give away three prizes then.
I think we have a three-way. So Phyllis, Dahlia, and Derek. We might already have Derek's info. All right, can you chart? I better write this down.
Who had the largest signature?
No, seriously. Mm-hmm. Why are you butting in on my trivia game?
I'm not gonna do that. Who had the largest signature? I'll give you 10 seconds. The person who had the largest signature. 10, 9,
John Hancock.
8. Oh my gosh.
Woo! Brian for the win. So wait, I gotta get Phyllis. Hang on. Okay, next question. Who is credited with the writing of the Declaration of Independence? Mark, do your countdown.
30 seconds.
Yep. Well, let's do 20. Let's move along.
Is that Hamilton?
Nope. Haven't heard it yet. Haven't seen it yet. Nope. Who is credited? Ooh, 10, good guess, Coralie, but no.
9, 8.
Schroeder.
7.
Schroeder's got it. 6. Thomas Jefferson. Thomas Jefferson. Smart. He was chosen as the smart guy. So imagine how his hand hurt after writing with his
86 revisions.
You might need to, if you watched any part of the greatest artistic expression in the history of mankind, If you watch any part of Hamilton, you would get a lot of these answers.
Oh, it's good.
Amazing.
Okay, here you go. I'm going to just say this. I don't know how many times you've seen it, Andrea, history teacher. I watched it once, and the parts I didn't snooze through, I wouldn't have remembered the answers to these questions because you got to try so hard to figure out who everybody is for so long that you kind of give up.
There is some of that. And, yeah. You got to stay awake.
Okay, next question. Next question. You ready? Who was the first signer? Oh, here.
Am I doing? We should come up with a timer for this when we're doing this.
You should.
Yeah, right. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5.
Anybody? Who signed first?
3, 2.
Who signed 1. The biggest?
We already did the biggest.
I know. Oh, Tammy. Tammy got it again.
What?
John Hancock signed the biggest and the first. How do you like that?
Now, I don't know if it's like the Facebook delay, but yeah. Right as we got to the end of the timer, I had Derek also commented Jefferson and Hancock.
Oh, my gosh. Which one?
For both questions. Okay.
Well, he may be getting a coaster because I'm running out of gifts, but he's got four.
We got plenty of t-shirts.
Benjamin Franklin is good, Phyllis. He's mentioned in there as well. Okay, here's a random one. Some of you might know. What is the only state to have a county named Independence? Oh.
Wow. That's going to be.
Wait.
Somebody's going to Google it.
Run that by me again.
Only state
to have a county called Independence.
I'm going to say Kansas.
Close.
M.O. Who's M.O.?
Missouri.
No.
He looked it up. He doesn't even know what M.O. is.
Oh, Shelly Anderson. I know.
M.O. was Derek's guess.
Oh.
It is Arkansas.
Oh, damn. They were all
Razorbacks.
Yeah, independent. Well, I thought I knew all Iowa's counties, so I knew it wasn't Iowa. I got one more.
You know, after question two, everyone had their phones out ready for the next question. You know that, right?
Pretty much. Jesse Sams,
happy 4th of July. All right, you don't need your phones for this one, so cheaters, here you go. What is the one major patriotic thing you do to show your support on Independence Day? Put it in the answers.
Ooh.
There go the fireworks, Tammy. Tammy's not cheating. She's shying her darndest. Nice job, Tammy. You did a great job, too.
And Derek says Arkansas and Missouri also have, or both have counties.
Uh-oh. He's not using the same Google I did to set this game up. There's a city Independence, like a lot of them, but counties? Thank you, Derek. Next time you get to make up the game. Here we go, you guys. We have awesome. We fly the flag, fireworks, call all my veterans, Dahlia, nice. Fly our American flag, love it. Salute the flag, say thank you. Adam, that's personal. That's the rest of us don't get it. Watch your flags when they're flying. Wear red, white, and blue, Tammy. I love it. Who did I see? Jesse? Jesse kicks ass on Independence Day.
Kicks ass.
Jesse. Who is? Rick, tell me. Are you just looking in the mirror, Jesse?
He probably has got tore his shirt off and is yelling at himself.
Oh, you guys are awesome. I don't know if Adams counts, but I think everybody else should at least get a sticker, don't you think?
For sure.
Yeah. Derek, answer. What does Derek do?
Derek says he honor and serve my brother and sister veterans.
Amen, brother. Thank you, Derek.
Love that. Love it. Love it. Love it.
With that said, just because I'm reading Dahlia's, this is a good time to remember these holidays aren't always the greatest time for some of our veterans and first responders. Had a great conversation on another show last night. Me and Brian were on there, and just an amazing one of the Vet Radio Syndicate shows. Just amazing, amazing, amazing conversations. And we talk in general terms a lot of the time, and by no means do we mean that. We've got very strong ones, based on different moments and different times, and we've got some that just need a little help along the way. This is our "we got your six" moment. It is the 4th of July. Take the time to call a brother and sister that a veteran brother and sister, well, you can call your family brother and sister too, because those are important to keep those relationships going. Have had some conversations about people having some conflict in their family lately, and we just don't have that many trips around the sun here, people. And so if you're living with that kind of conflict in your life, figure out a way. It's important. You don't want to ever have a regret, and it's important. Reach out to your brothers and sisters. Reach out to the ones that you think are strong, because they need the strength and they need the help at times too. But this is "we got your six" right now. Make sure you're calling. Jess is going to call me later, apparently. I love it, brother, and I love your phone calls too. So it works. It's awesome. I had a cued, and Andrew probably didn't realize this, and I'm being, when you're a pit master, you have pit master privilege, so you get to pick and choose what you want to do sometimes, and this is just one of those cases right now. This comes from my hometown of Cody, Wyoming. Actually, the irony of it all is that it actually wasn't even sent by someone that lived in Cody. It was someone that had just been visiting, and they appreciated what the Cody people do to celebrate this great day of independence. Right now, out in Cody, Wyoming, they're celebrating, oh, we don't want to do that. That'll give someone some kind of a brain something going on. Right now, they're celebrating what we call Stampede Days. Out in Cody, Wyoming, this is the Cody Night Rodeo during the 1st through the 4th. They have 100% the greatest riders, the greatest rodeo professionals show up into Cody, Wyoming to show their craft. This is how Cody, Wyoming does it.
Another American flag. Low glory front and center. I think it's time we exercise one of the greatest freedoms we have as Americans, religious freedom. I know we're a diverse nation. I know we're filled with many different faiths. I have a deep respect for all of you. But tonight I'd like to humbly offer this prayer in the name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Our gracious and heavenly Father, in the 14th chapter of John, says Jesus answered them. He said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no one comes to the Father except through me." So, Father, we come before you tonight in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Savior. And Father, we just pray for protection over the bull riders and the bulls. We pray that we have a great deal of excitement, a lot of fun for the families. But as we praise you for the gifts that we too often take for granted, let's praise you most of all for the gift of eternal life. Because when Jesus took our sins on that cross and shed his sinless blood, he made it possible for us to be seen as righteous in your heavenly eyes. With all the gifts mankind has received, that is indeed the most precious. And we praise you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And now, the formal presentation of the flag of the United States of America, look to the west. This is the United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard. Here to do it is a new country recording artist, a TikTok sensation. Would you give a warm welcome to Mr. Jonah Fredo?
Can you see by the dawn's early light, but so proudly we at the top of us, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare. The bombs bursting in air gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner wave o'er the land of the free.
Thank you, America. Awesome. And I know that's Andrew was experiencing those last night, and now the bullfighting's coming up on my stuff. we'll watch that. Gosh dang it, man. We are some lucky people. Some lucky people. I put a note out there a little while ago. No one caught it. Real quick, and we'll continue to talk through some stuff here. Is there anything in our library we want to throw out there for a tune tonight?
I think we ought to go with the Patriot.
I hope it's still in there.
It is. I saw it.
All right.
I started scrolling through it, and I'm like, oh, perfect.
All right. It's 100%. This is Topher with the Marine rapper, the Patriot.
Tens of thousands on my right, thousands by my side. War between good and evil, watching our fists collide. Battle for our freedom now, to the streets we ride. Flags waving all around, pages full of pride. This is where we make a stand, no more give or take. March around the Capitol, storm the city gates. Putting pressure on their necks until the truth breaks. All walls of corruption, take out all the snakes. Star Spangled Banner, got a plan loud and proud. People from all walks of life filling up the crowd. Defend the Constitution, many warriors avowed. Casting down any among us who have bucked and cowed. Enough with tyranny, we come to take our country back. For all citizens, white, red, brown, or black. Return her to a form of glory, fix the bloody crack on the crown. Fetch it down, it's going down.
Someday I would buy bodies with good origin, sails to distant shores. Thunder high in the crowd, noble by thy steam. told me, yeah, she warned me that this day would come. I'm like my father, go to combat with the blazing guns. I survived that, then I came back to the place I'm from, to face off all these haters and the battle in the place I love. You can't break me down, I'm indivisible. You still see my raps if I was invisible. But I'm standing tall, and I spit the truth. So you all appalled, cause you know it's true. They call it freedom cause the fallen troops pay for this. I love this country, doesn't matter how much hate I get. I take my colors in the battle, ain't no wavering. Cause this is for my warriors and marching to the cadence. This is for the sisters working hard on the shift. This is for the brothers getting y'all Dr. Red Father, yeah, taking y'all on a shift. Baby, tell me why it's off of the Patriot.
Tens of thousands on my right, thousands by my side. War between good and evil, watching our fists collide. Battle for our freedom now, to the streets we ride. Flags waving all around, pages full of pride. This is where we make a stand, no more give or take. March around the Capitol, storm the city gates. Putting pressure on their necks until the truth breaks. All walls of corruption, take out all the snakes. Star Spangled Banner, got it playing loud and proud. People from all walks of life filling up the crowd. Defend the Constitution, many warriors have.
You know where you can hear, you know where you can hear Topher?
Where?
You can hear Topher. WP3
radio.
On WP3 radio. Oh, guys. Oh my gosh. I didn't think we would get here anytime soon, and I didn't think it was gonna turn out as amazing as it is. There might have been a small case of smoke inhalation in my house today. When we have listened to all the people that have been on our show, Stephen John, Dom Kurz, the Real Doug Lane, the Donette Band, Kim Donette Band, the list goes on and on and on. And they are all on WP3 Radio, all of them. Plus other Patriot singers that we have not had the chance to have on our show. We've reached out to, and maybe just been conflict in time. It's all on there, everything. The links are in the comments. We'll make sure we get them up. They're posted all over WP3 pages, the People's Patriot Project page, the People's Patriot Project group, my pages, Andrea's pages, Shad's pages, Brian's pages. It's growing. Is it perfect yet? It's not perfect yet. Of course, if you know me, there probably never will be a time where I'll think it's perfect. But it is 24/7 clean. Well, there's a song. Frogman is not a clean song. I'm going to put that out there. It is, but we're not. It's all about the people that have served. It's about those. We are going to continue to reach out to first responder musicians. We are looking for people that do spoken word. We are looking to, you know, Bobby Henline as a comedian and others. We're going to feature them all. We're going to put them all on here. And if you want to go to a place where you can feel good about what we do in this country, this is where you're going to go. And it is, I just want to thank Bruce and Phyllis, who have kind of led us down the path. Is it more work than I had expected? Yes. Does it fit the mission? Yes. Ideas, and this is kind of post-show conversation, but I'm excited for Shad to bring on once a week his single pilot of Veterans United podcast and do a one-day-a-week show where he's interviewing one of the guests that has been on our show, on his show, and on our radio. Sat there and listened to Johnny Cole Murdoch today, a guy I have a personal relationship with, and he's on our radio station. Stephen John on our radio station, and it's come, and I enjoy it, and there's just nothing but good old America stuff going on there. So, again, this isn't necessarily about plotting people against one or another, and it's about those who have served is what it's about. I know we bring America up a lot, but we have service members that serve in all areas, you know, race, religion, gender, all that, and we support them all. We support every single one of them and those that support them. So, Brian Gibson, share with us. Sir. What do you got going on, brother?
Well, we are moving along steadily for our Weekend of Remembrance. Yeah, we're working on all the little heel biting stuff. Today was the last day of our annual Fill the Can Challenge. We start picking up cans this week. We do the official count on the 10th. The winner will be told at that Saturday night at the event. We will announce a winner and present the trophy. Besides that, we need more volunteers for the cleanup event. Adam is coming up. And yeah, as I said last night, I got him wrangled into doing some welding classes once we get the fob up and running. So praise on him, man. You know, he's going to come up and teach his brothers and sisters a little trick or two. Especially because he's making fun of my welds. But, hey.
I don't know why that was thrown on.
Yeah, he was picking on my welds what I was doing on the stage. I'm like, I can guarantee you one thing, brother. It's not going to fall apart. Perfect. It's not, it may not look pretty. But it's not going to fall apart.
All righty. Yes. And me and Andrea will be down there that weekend. And in route to also Kansas City, we also have an event coming up this weekend. And this will be a who's who again. We have such amazing, amazing, amazing people in our network. I feel so blessed. But this next weekend, we are going to be with the Real Doug Lane at the backyard of Pflugerville, Texas. And we have invited all of our Texas brothers and sisters to come join us. And we have got some who's who people that are going to be in the crowd to help support Doug Lane and doing what he's doing. I've got two confirmations, and maybe even more. And I'm just so excited about it. It sounds like Dom Cruz may be showing up. It sounds like BJ Leggett might be showing up. And we're losing some. Texas is not the smallest place on the face of the earth. So when I reach out to Texas people, and I don't know the geography real good, but I got hold of all of them and most of them and said, you know, how far is the drive? And some of them were like, oh, yeah, you know, a couple hours. Some were like, yeah, that's an 8 hour for me still. So, I'm like, I get it. Adam Jones, you stop it. What is it? I got to say caps lock. Yep, caps lock. You got can't sweet talk me during the show, man. It's just we love you, man. We love what you guys are doing. Yeah, Pflugerville this week. Then we're heading down to see Fob Rush. Then we're heading over to Kansas City. And then the summer's not over yet. So I'm sure we'll have a couple missions along the way, and we'll get it taken care of and done.
Well, Adam's doing that thing in September because he said, I have to be there.
He does have the event in September. That becomes a little harder for my crew, only in the fact that that's when school starts, and we'll have to see what happens with that. But
well, it's like you guys are doing all this stuff, and it's like I wish I had the team you had so I could go out there and bang out with you guys. But no, we got an event going.
Be careful what you wish for, buddy. Be careful what you wish for. I love my team. So, Well, we got Jess in the foxhole. Let's bring him in. What up, brother Jess?
Hi, kids.
Oh, my gosh, you got a haircut.
I don't mess around. I got to stay in Rex.
I love it. Nice shirt, too.
Yeah. America. Happy 4th, guys.
You too. Are you taking your sparklers out in the backyard later?
My kids aren't here, so no.
Oh, no, you. I just figured you. Sparklers.
Why? Because I'm Jesse. Short?
You just don't look short. You don't look short at all right now. At all.
Especially when you put the camera below your belt, it does make you look a little taller.
Listen up, Peterson. I might catch you, but you can't catch me in a run.
You're a giant, dude. How'd you get so big?
Don't tell anybody. It's a secret.
Oh, my gosh.
How's everybody?
We're fabulous. We're fabulous.
What, you guys are heading down to Kansas City, I heard.
That is in about 4 weeks.
Got it.
You going to go with us?
I like Kansas City.
Yeah.
Good barbecue. That's what I'm heard.
Yeah. Well, we're just going to go have a good time, yeah.
Okay. Only if I could ride in your truck, Mark.
Well, you know, just because you position the camera in the position that it's in doesn't mean you're going to be able to get into my truck. That doesn't fix all the issues, buddy.
What are you talking about?
Maybe we can take the Jeep. We'll take the Jeep.
Who the hell brought this guy anyways?
I know, right? Well, that is our 1 hour. Thank you for being part of family this weekend. Thank you for coming and joining us. It has been a blessing to do the mission of the People's Patriot Project and the growth that we have seen. And we thank all of you that participated tonight. Amazing conversations, amazing things done. And I'm just going to close with my new anthem. I was going to go with Dom Kerr's Roll On, but I featured that him today. I'm just going to go with good old Stephen John. Because you know why? Life is good.
It's a cat.
There you go.
Life is good. Patriot pride. We'll see you. Remember, the mission continues and service continues. Love you all.
Got 40 hours of paycheck, the pocket of these jeans. Got these Jensens cranking George Strait circa 1993. Got the windows down and my arm laid up on the back of this bench seat. I'm headed toward the drive, the sweet little Cajun queen. Life is good. That sun shining down on me. Life is good. There's nowhere else I'd rather be. Got my troubles in the rear view, Corona in the igloo. Nothing's gonna get to me. Life is good. Yeah, life is good. The shoulder, baby, can I have this dance? Truck doors open, she moves closer, persuaded by a happy man. Her head on my chest, my hand on her hips, honeysuckle floating on the breeze. Hope these cars flying by don't pay us no mind, cause I don't ever want to leave. Life is good, got that sun shining down on me. Life is good. I'd rather be. Got my troubles in the rear view, Corona in the igloo. Nothing's gonna get to me. Life is good. Yeah, life is good. Well, about nothing. I ain't worried about a thing. Life is good. Got this sun shining down on me. Life is good. There's nowhere else I'd rather be. Got my troubles in the rear view. Corona in the igloo. Nothing's gonna get to me. Life is good. Yeah. Well, life is good.